There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everybody. Welcome into another episode of the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. I am Ryan Wormley, joined as I am every Friday by Dr. David Chow. Dr. Chow, there's a ton of injuries, so we'll just jump right into it. I want to start with the quarterbacks, and I want to start with Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, we saw him come out of the game last week, and Jordan Love came in. What do you make of the injury he had, and do you think we'll see him this week?
Well, I believe there's no x-ray that showed a fracture, but it easily still could be a rib cartilage injury. He's still going to be sore. He probably will need a rib block, intercostal block injection to play. And I believe he will do that. He said he wants to play until the Packers are mathematically eliminated, and they're not eliminated yet. And Aaron Rodgers is not the kind of guy that needs full practice all week in order to play. He's been limited. I think he can and will play. Obviously, Justin Fields is a different question, right? On the other side of the football, Justin Fields still with the AC joint, limited in practice as through Thursday. Full practice on Thursday. But in practice, you don't take contact. And the way that he plays and runs the ball, I don't see how he can play effectively, take contact, and run the ball unless he takes an AC joint injection. And will the Bears want to expose him to that? So I think he's iffier in playing than Aaron Rodgers is in playing.
Yeah, and we touched on Fields a little last week about how, just given where the Bears are right now, it just doesn't make sense to risk the young guy that you know is going to be the future when losing also gets you draft picks. So I kind of lean towards them, you know, erring on the side of caution, obviously, if there's even a question mark.
But he was FD, so we'll see.
Yeah, true. And then the other quarterback who did practice but got, I guess, hit on the quad was Lamar Jackson. And he seemingly will play, but just to ask the question, since he's such a key player, is there any concern here?
Not really. I mean, we went back and looked at video from the game and didn't see much of anything. And he left a little early. He's already back full practice. I don't see anything. Look, who knows? Did he get hit? Was it a little sore? Or was this a convenient way to avoid reporters and questions from that social media faux pas? Who knows? Bottom line is, I think he's playing.
Let's move to some running backs here. Joe Mixon still in concussion protocol. Is there any chance he goes this week?
Yeah, I think he's trending towards playing. This is the second week. You know, it's hard to predict concussions, and you got to get the final clearance. He's got to log the FP today on Friday and get final clearance. But, in terms of trend, I believe he is trending towards playing and would, in theory, be full usage.
A couple other running backs who at least are talking like they're going to be playing. Travis Etienne left the game in the first quarter against the Ravens and never was ruled out, but he never came back into the game. Afterwards, the coaching staff said that they were just sort of, you know, playing it cautious. They said today there was a quote from Doug Peterson that he's good to go. Obviously, coaches aren't always straightforward, but it seems like it's trending in the right direction, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think the caution was, you know, the Lisfranc surgery, the off-season stuff, and it being the same side or the same foot. So understandable caution. At this point, he should be okay to play. Of course, you know, every fantasy manager's nightmare, what's his utilization, right? And whether to play him or not depends on who else you have. But he seems to be a full go.
Another big name running back who has says that he's planning to play is Najee Harris with the oblique injury that occurred on Monday Night Football. It's a little bit shorter recovery time this week. What do you make of his injury?
I think it's harder to play and be effective if you can't twist, right? By video, it wasn't a direct contusion where he's sore. I think he strained his oblique. So even if he does play, the question is how effective will he be? And so we won't have a six score on him in the 90s. He'll be in the high 70s or low 80s. So temper some expectations on Najee Harris for this week.
One running back that I want to ask about, even though he's already been ruled out, is J.K. Dobbins. I feel like I've asked you about him on like half of our shows this year, but he's such a big name in fantasy when he's on the field. He has been ruled out this week. Do you think next week is a good target date to expect him to be back on the field? And when he is on the field, given the procedure he had, do you expect him to be somewhere close to full strength?
I mean, this is kind of why we said prior to the draft, right, that we didn't think Dobbins would do a lot this year. And I know this is a fantasy podcast, but we were saying everywhere, take the under on 875 yards in terms of his season-long futures. And he hasn't come close to that, unfortunately. Not for lack of trying, for the significance of the multi-ligament injury, now needing another surgery due to scar tissue. Look, I think it'd be great. The Ravens are getting healthier. And maybe if he can make a late season, postseason return and be full go, that would be thrilling. But that doesn't help fantasy managers much. I wouldn't count on too much from him right now.
Yeah, it's hard to believe there's only 2 weeks left in the regular season of most fantasy leagues. It really does go fast every year.
I'm done already. You know, wild card round is still fishing. You know, I had nobody, no Cooper Kupp, no quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And Najee Harris's oblique knocked me out. If he would have finished game, I would have been okay, I think.
That's always so tough. Another guy who hasn't played in the last couple of weeks but is quote-unquote optimistic is Ja'Marr Chase. We talked about when he first had that injury, what was going on with his hip. Do you think that it's reasonable that he might play this week? And again, what sort of percentage, you know, full strength-wise, do you think he'll be?
I think he will play this week. And the question is how many targets and how many snaps, red zones or whatever. I think they're going to ease him back in. But let me tell you something. You may plan that, but once the game starts, and the doctors may plan that, but once the game starts and game script, you never know how many he's going to get. The analogy I give, and it's happened to me when I've done it with Antonio Gates. Okay, only red zone, a dozen snaps. You look up in the second quarter, he's played 24 plays already and still going, and you really can't stop him. As I always say, once you give the keys of your car to your teenager, you're not sure where they're going to go and when they're coming back, even though they just said to the movies and back home, right? Once you give them the keys, it's out of your hands.
Yeah, it's a great metaphor. And then the last receiver that I want to ask about is Mike Williams. Again, a guy that we've asked about a lot this whole season, sort of returned too early in that game a couple weeks ago and re-aggravated the ankle. And he didn't practice this week, at least to date. So it seems like he's not going to play. Is there a timeline you would put on his return?
Well, we knew when it was a setback, it was likely multi-weeks, right? And we don't expect season, but the clock's ticking on the Chargers. No one blames him for trying to play, or to me, I don't blame the Chargers medical staff. They were trying to get him back for the Chiefs. He wasn't 100%. That happens all the time. It's unfortunate he got aggravated, but we kind of knew that he was rushing it back. And so no one should be surprised. I mean, this is part of the decision-making that happens every week in the NFL between players and medical staffs. I mean, you don't want to rush a guy a week too soon, but you also don't want to get him back a week too late either, right? It's a fine line of when you do it. And if no one ever suffers a re-aggravation, that might mean you're not pushing your players hard enough. And if everyone suffers an aggravation, obviously you're pushing too hard. So there's a happy medium.
He's Dr. David Chow at Pro Football Doc on Twitter. I'm Ryan Wormley at Ryan Wormley on Twitter. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And remember to stay on top of all the latest injury news throughout the week. Check out our Fantasy News and Scores app available on both the App Store and Google Play. We will see you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.